Recently, an interagency crew of firefighters from this region arrived to help out with the fire suppression. Forest Service employee Suzanne Flory of Rhinelander has been working with the incident management team as a liaison with various agencies and individuals affected by the fires.
Today actually is probably going to be one of the more favorable days on the fire because we have a high expectation of rain coming into the area and the humidities are up. So we're looking forward to seeing some of that happen over the fire area. The only concern with that, of course, is because so many areas have been burned that there's a possibility of flash floods if we do get a rain event.
Flory is working at the Spring Creek Fire, which started on June 23rd and has burned about 110,000 acres, including some homes. Suzanne Flory says they were able to warn ranchers and most of their livestock were moved out to safety. She says there's been no loss of human life, but conditions have been tough for the firefighters.
We've got about 1,000 fire personnel on this fire. There have been a lot of firefighters with dehydration, but we obviously stress safety first for our firefighters and our public that we're working with. So we've been very fortunate, and safety is always the main concern, which is why some of the fire line, still we aren't putting any people into those areas because of safety.
There are 15 active fires, many in the central and southwestern part of Colorado. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.